Rocks. Of course. Red FM.
Well, Pudge Heffelfinger has the first case of first documented case of professionalism in American football. And it happened back in 1892, in November of 1892, when he accepted the payment of $500 to play one game, which was a huge sum of money for one game in 1892. And he was what we now today call a ringer. He was brought in to help a particular team beat a neighboring team, which they had a great rivalry with. And back in the day, much of what was going on was there was a lot of gambling involved in the local communities for their team. So this was indicative of the kind of money that must have been gambled, that they were willing to pay him $500 for one game. He did earn his money that day. He scored the only touchdown. He was an offensive lineman, which was an important position as it is today, but even more important back in 1892 because there was no forward passing. It was much more like rugby. It was running and kicking. Pudge actually recovered a fumble and returned it for a touchdown, which back then was worth 4 points, and that was the winning score. So he did earn his money. And he never told people about this. This wasn't something he was proud of, being the first pro. First of all, he didn't understand the magnitude of what he was doing in the sense of being a first, or at least historically a first. We're sure there were others that were taking money before that, but no documentation. But he went on to become a fairly important figure in collegiate football, which obviously is amateur, and he wanted no part of professional football as it developed, and did not make it known that he was, in fact, a gun for hire, so to speak, back in the day when he just got out of college at Yale.
And what was the actual team he played for on that day, and who was the team against?
Well, he played for a team called the Allegheny Athletic Association, and Allegheny is now a part of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they were playing against a cross-town rival called the Pittsburgh Athletic Club. So it was really two Pittsburgh teams. Allegheny now is a part of Pittsburgh.
And how long did his career long?
Well, as a pro, that was about it. There was other games where his name showed up on the roster and we're quite sure that he was being paid. But as I say, this was when the game was in its very, very infancy and there was no records of any kind kept. We were fortunate enough to find the accounting ledger that actually indicated the payment to him. It's just a one sentence entry into the Allegheny Athletic Association's accounting books where it says payment for playing $500, William Pudge Heffelfinger.
And how much would $500 be in today's money?
Oh, it'd be thousands. for that day, the way it's been explained is it was a Babe Ruth-like salary for a game. So it was a very, very handsome sum. You would be talking, it was probably, $10,000-$20,000. I mean, it was a lot of money.
And did he stay in football after his playing career in the...
He got involved, as I mentioned, in the amateur level, at the intercollegiate level, and became an administrator and was very, very well thought of on the collegiate level. But he never, as I mentioned, never really talked about having played pro, because pro for many, many years was not looked upon as an honorable profession. It was a bunch of vagabond gamblers, if you will. For protecting his own interests, he did not publicize the fact that he had ventured into the game.
Would many American football fans actually know who this man is?
No, they most get a chuckle out of his name.
It is a strange one.
But no, pro football, unlike American baseball, was not as popular as it obviously is now, really until getting into the 1950s and 60s. So most people who have any sense of history of the game, it only goes back about that far. But it's the early years that are not very well documented, so I would answer your question by saying no, most Americans would not be familiar with him.